Rescue workers are digging for bodies in mountains of rubble in Lower Manhattan this morning as New York City struggles to move forward after yesterday's attack on the World Trade Center complex. Those on the scene say it looks like a war zone. Officials said 1,100 people were treated at area hospitals over the night. Perhaps thousands more, including more than 300 firefighters, are missing. Writer, director, and Morning Edition commentator John Ridley is in Manhattan. He lives in Los Angeles, but he's in New York to direct a new television show. NPR's Alex Chadwick spoke with Ridley, who was among the people on the streets of Manhattan yesterday trying to escape the dramatic scene.
There's so many people on cell phones. The really amazing thing is as they're talking to each other in different languages. You can hear people in Spanish and Chinese. So many people walking together. It's as if no one wants to be alone. People want someone to either commiserate with or be with. I see a lot of people standing by themselves just crying.
Wasn't someone in your family in the World Trade Center?
Two sisters who work in finance. One of them, my older sister, she works at the World Financial Center, which is literally right next door to the World Trade Center. When the disaster first happened, I thought perhaps it was a plane that had just strayed off course. I wasn't sure what happened. I was watching when the first tower went down, and I was literally just went into shock and tried to get on the phones. The hard lines are all down or clogged. The cell lines are as well as clogged. It took me forever to get in touch with her. I found out that she had left as soon as the first plane had crashed into the tower, and she had gotten home to Chappaqua, which is out of the city. But after that, it was just a matter of by cell phone and by email, trying to get in touch with members of my family. We finally found everyone that I know, everyone that I personally know in my family is okay. But if you've ever been anywhere near the Twin Towers and you realize how enormous they are and know how tightly packed the financial district is in terms of how close these buildings are, I'm just frightened. I'm truly frightened by the amount of life that is going to be lost by these two towers coming down.
John, you say you're passing people on the street who are standing by themselves, weeping.
Yeah.
Does anyone approach them?
No, I mean, people they're pretty much caught up in themselves. It's not that they're ignoring other people, but they're moving almost like zombies. There's so many people on their cell phones, so many people either holding hands or hugging loved ones as they walk along the way. The people are crying by themselves. I do think they want their privacy. They're just trying to move away. There are people collected around televisions that are in lobbies of buildings. It's like something that you would see in the 1950s or 1960s, say like when the moon landing or when President Kennedy was shot. It's really like something out of a newsreel, but they are hungry for information, either in general or specifically about their loved ones, but it's truly like a ghost town.
How do you know where to go? How do you know what to do? Who's in charge of things?
Well, there's an incredible police presence here. The police are out. There are different checkpoints, I think, near probably diplomatic buildings where you can't go at all. There is a sense that there's order. There's not a feeling of chaos here at all because there's such a strong police presence.
Your wife was with you. She flew back to Los Angeles last night, but might have delayed until this morning.
Well, I'll tell you, that is one of the scariest things. My wife and my son, in fact, my whole family, my parents as well, they had all come out here. I was prepping to direct an episode of the television show that I'm producing, and I just brought everyone out here. I thought it'd be great to have our whole family here for a week while I'm in prep. My wife took the last flight out. The planes were delayed hours because of a thunderstorm. They finally took off. I can't imagine having her here, having my son here, having to deal with this. For people who know people who work in the financial district, because communications are so hard, my heart goes out to them because just that feeling of dread, that feeling of waiting and wanting to know, the people who are waiting to find out if their relatives were on those planes, I just have been through this, to have been so close and have spent hours in the dark is just a feeling that I pray that no one anywhere ever has to go through anything like this.
But I wonder if we all are not going to be going through this for a long time to come.
If there's one thing, and I'll tell you right now, the most frightening thing that I'm seeing right now in the air, there are jet fighters. There are Air Force jet fighters that are circling the island of Manhattan. And I just have this feeling that it marks a real change in our lives, and I think a harbinger of what is to come for all of us here in America.
Writer John Ridley, speaking with us Tuesday afternoon from downtown New York, a city enormously changed from 22 hours ago. We're all changed.